children did last Sunday, Sunday school with Fiona.
It's neat that they bought for us today. I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. And
this is beautiful that they've got some artwork together like that. Let's bow together in prayer. Sovereign God, thank you so much that we are here again, worshipping you together. It's not about you turning up, but it's about us seeking you and finding you when we seek you with all our heart. That's what we want to do today, Lord, is come with all our heart, to be open to receive what you have for us. You're always present here with us. Help us to see you, to not just glimpse, but be overwhelmed with your love and goodness today, to be just washed and renewed and overwhelmed with your goodness. We ask that you help us to take the blinkers off, take the cataracts off our eyes and the scales off our eyes that blur our vision. May we see you through our world, our land, our lives, the lives of our families, and in our church family as we meet to worship together this morning. Continue to transform us into the people you purpose us to be. Well, last Sunday we stood together and held hands as we prayed the benediction together. I pray that we'll continue doing that through the weeks, that we'll hold each other in our hearts and in our prayers. We've brought together as your people in this place for this time in history. Lord, the seasons of our lives come and go, as we sang in that song, to all life thou givest, to both great and small. In all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, and naught changeth thee. We go through seasons of our lives, they come and go, but you are with us through this journey, you don't change. This hymn has been sung so many years ago in this church. You're the same God that spoke to people then and speak to us now. When we listen to the news of storms and disasters, the strife among nations and peoples, the arrogance of world leaders, the news of how mankind is messing up our world, it's easy to be overwhelmed. We confess, Lord, we've messed up too. It's not just everybody else out there, it's us as well. Lord, we just want to press the pause button this morning, just to stop and reflect about what we're messing up in our lives, to ask for your forgiveness. Let's quietly now just ask the Lord to forgive us for the words that we've spoken, or the words we haven't spoken, or the thoughts and actions. Lord, we want you to just heal and restore and forgive us. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. You're here to pick us up and restore us. You've given us the gift of life in this amazing world to live in. It really is truly amazing at the moment, as spring unfolds. You flung stars into space. You made our world so wonderfully for us to enjoy. We're not just here to live, we're here to thrive and enjoy. Thank you for the creativity you've breathed into us. We look around us, we all have such different gifts. The scientists with minds to unravel the marvels of your creation. But they only have a tiny glimpse of what you have actually created. For poets, musicians and artists who reflect your creativity in words and music and pictures. This morning we bring before you particularly two families in our church families. Mentioned, we want to hold the moaʻi up to you, to ask that they'll be held in the palm of your hand as they take the step of becoming New Zealand citizens. You've brought them to our country and our church for your purpose, and we want to pray for your blessing to be upon them and the plans and path you have for them, that your protection will be on them and you'll bless their paths and journey. Lord, for Doug and Ethel, we want to bring them before you this morning too. We just thank you for their faithfulness and joy and treasures that they shared with us in the years they've been here. We ask that you'll be with them in the next season and the next part of their journey too. And still a joy for them and a new beginnings. Lord, thank you that your word says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Father God, we claim your promises this morning as we continue to worship together. Amen. Dad. Mom. Dad. Dad.
letters. We've got our notices and they're emailed out during the week, and Judy's done a fairly comprehensive list there, I think. And next week, remember that on September the 30th, we're planning on being at Otama, not Knapdale. And then on the 7th, our time schedule shifts forward to 10 a.m, not 11 a.m. Right? So I'm not sure, but I think this daylight saving might start on the 30th, does it? Mm-hmm. So we actually managed to split those two rather than being 2 hours early, just one leg. And there'll be a shared lunch with the Ewers on the 7th of October as well. Judy mentions there too about if people want to be involved in helping out with things, please get in touch with me or one of the elders, that would be great. Some have already have done that, and thank them. We have chapel services also on the 7th of October. So they'll be at Windsor, at Albany at 1:45, and at Windsor Park after that. So we've got a reasonably busy little schedule coming up at the beginning of October.
Same notice, please, for Women's Fellowship. Sorry it's a bit late for ensuring we are here as a speaker. We're actually going well over his head on talking about her visit to India and what her daughters were up there. We have been the thought that they might be able to come themselves to talk, but they're all busy. So would welcome the other ladies too, and it's at their place at 2 o'clock.
What day?
This Thursday.
Thanks. I missed that. Yeah. Yep. Thanks, that's great. And Ross, did you have something you wanted to share?
Yes, the Learning Hub at the Gore High School as a fundraiser have been putting together a premiere for the Christopher Robin showing locally at the theatre. And so I have 3 tickets to give away for this afternoon at 2:30, one adult and 2 children, so anyone could be interested in that, or know someone that could be interested in that, free to you, come and see me.
Thank you. So if you want some entertainment this afternoon, that'd be good. I think that's most of the notices we need to deal with at the moment. And, we'll receive your offering for the Lord's work. Father, we pray that you would take these gifts that we offer from our own lives and ourselves this morning, bless them, use them to your glory and bring your kingdom in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. I've got to mention any birthdays or celebrations apart from John and Catherine, which theirs is still to come, actually. Any birthdays lately? No, springtime.
My pet sheep had twins.
Oh. Successfully.
The Irish called them A and B, so it's all in blacks.
Very good. Yeah. Even though we lost last night.
It was still
a great day.